对。OK, Kyla, 好、啊。各位弟兄姐妹，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
他的英文不错。很不习惯被叫做刘博士。平常人说刘博士，是要我修改他们的成绩了。
Is it just like that?
Yeah.
He says people usually, if they call me doctor, it's just because they want me to correct their papers for them, because it's what I use when I'm a teacher.
好，很高兴认识你们了。
We're happy to be here, meet you today.
好几年听说过 Santa Barbara 有这个华人博道会。
We have heard for many years about the Santa Barbara Chinese Evangelical Free Church.
对，终于有机会来认识你们了。
We can finally come here to meet you.
我自己的背景也就是博道会。
My own background is Evangelical Free Church.
而且 Judy 就在 Westmont College 念大学。
And I studied at Westmont College.
好，所以终于这个 Santa Barbara Evangelical Free Church 合并了。
We can put them together now.
好的，今天要跟你们分享的也就是这个主题。哦，对，还有这个高科技的。我从小很喜欢科学。
I have enjoyed science ever since I was a child.
那还有。我的家庭也就是基督徒家庭。
I grew up in a Christian family.
好，所以我从小开始问这两个之间的关系是什么。
So from the time I was small, I wondered about the connection between science and faith.
或者可以说 between, 糟糕，在大自然和神之间的关系是什么。
And the connection between nature and God.
感谢神，我那个时候找到了很好的答案。
I'm thankful that at that time I found some very good answers.
那今天就是要跟你们分享一下。
That's what I would like to share with you today.
那神为什么创造大自然？为什么创造人呢？圣经说过。
What does the Bible say about why God created nature and people?
嗯？
Does it work? Yeah.
来了，醒来了。Okay, 就是我们刚念过的，请再来念一次，一起来。神创造诸天的耶和华，制造全能的神，他创造坚定大地，并非使他荒凉，是要给人居住。他如此说：“我是耶和华，再没有别神。”
Let's read the English together.For this is what the Lord says. Have you got it?
Tell Lianga.
Okay, we got it.
好。
For this is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other.
那以赛亚之后七百多年，保罗在雅典讲过道。
700 years after Isaiah, Paul was in Athens and was talking to the people.
这就是《使徒行传》17:26-27。好，一起来。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上。并且预先定准他们的年限。
English? From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them.And the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
所以神预先定准了，我们要住在现在，住在Santa Barbara。
So God planned ahead of time where we are going to live, that we are all going to be in Santa Barbara today.
Okay, 但是很多人会问，信仰与科学有冲突吗？
And many people will ask, does science and faith have a conflict?
那科学就是我们对大自然的了解。
Science is our understanding of nature.
那信仰就是我们对神的了解。Religion
is our understanding of God.
那很多人认为这两个有矛盾。Many
people think these are contradictory.
所以你不可能一面相信科学，一面相信宗教信仰。They
think you cannot believe both science and religion.
那而且宗教中人觉得基督教跟科学有最大的冲突。
Of all the religions, people think that science and Christianity have the biggest conflict.
而且很多人听说是这个样子呢，那对他们来说这是很大的一个障碍。
People hear this story and it becomes a big hindrance to their being able to trust Jesus.
所以他们觉得那就不能信耶稣，不能信圣经。
They say we can't believe in Jesus or the Bible.
所以今天我希望能够除掉这个障碍，是不必要的。
I hope we can get rid of this hindrance today.
OK, 就是这个，好，已经说过了。那为什么有矛盾呢？ 很多人认为宗教、信心都是没有事实、没有逻辑、不能确定。They
say religion and faith mean no facts, no logic, just uncertainty.
上次我们跳过一个。Yeah, 对。 OK, 科学人都觉得是有事实、有逻辑、有确定性。Many
people say that science talks about facts, logic, and certainty.
好，所以这两个有冲突，至少是无相关的。If
there is what? Can you translate that yourself?
无相关的, unconnected, irrelevant,
okay.
Unrelated. OK, 那我们来看。 信心是什么？科学是什么？
Okay, let's see. What are science and faith?
好，第一个，基于圣经的信仰是什么？
What is biblical faith?
不是说别的宗教，就说这个。I'm
not talking about any other religion, just biblical faith.
好，彼得前书3章15节有一句话。First
Peter 3:15.
一起来。 只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。English,
but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
好，那这个说什么？
What does this say?
第一个，你要有一个盼望。First
it says we have to have a hope.
那第二个呢，你的盼望要有一个缘由。The
second part is that your hope needs a reason.
这个盼望不只是做梦梦见希望，是很确定的。
This isn't hope that just dreams that it could be that way, wishes for it.
好，但是我们的这个盼望要有，好，缘由就是理由，要有一个基础。This
hope has to have a basis, a reason.
那这个基础是你能够去考验的。And
this basis is something that you can test.
好，那你看这个缘由就是 信心的一部分，不是全部。This
reason is just a part of our faith, not all of it.
那我们相信的有很多不能证明的事情。The
things that we believe have many parts that we cannot prove.
但是有一些是我们能够去研究的。
But there are some that we can research.
比方说呢?
For instance?
圣经的历史上的准确性。
The Bible's historical accuracy.
它的地理。
The Bible's geography.
应验的预言呢?
Prophecies that were fulfilled.
好,圣经原文的保存。
The accurate preservation of the Bible.
有耶稣基督的生平和复活的故事的来源。
The source of the story of Jesus' life and resurrection.
使徒保罗的故事。
Paul's story.
还有别的事情。
And other things.
那当然我们信的有很多我们不能看见的。
Of course, there are many parts of our faith that we cannot see.
我们看不到神。
We cannot see God.
看不到天堂或地狱。
Heaven or hell.
看不到罪或罪的赦免,
sin or forgiveness,
天使等等,
angels and other things.
当我们看到了地狱的时候已经太晚了,
of course, if we see hell, it's going to be too late.
所以不要等到那个时候。 所以因为圣经有一些事情我们能够考验的,
because there are the things in the Bible that we can prove,
那些不能考验的事情的可信度就提高了很多。
We believe the things that we can't see, and it's
提高了。
Raised. Okay. 所以这个就是有缘由的盼望。
This is faith with a basis, a reason.
好,第二个问题,科学是什么?
The second question, what is science?
那, 很多人会如果你问科学是什么，他们会回答说：“哦，我从小听过什么什么什么。”
If you ask people what is science, they say, "Well, I've heard about this ever since I was a kid in school."
Yeah. 有几个步骤你要观察。
Many steps you need to observe.
那你做想出一个理论。
You make a hypothesis.
那你设计一个实验。
You plan an experiment.
那看看实验的结果。
And then you see how the experiment goes.
可能你的理论成立了, 或者可能你的理论被驳倒了。
It will confirm or correct your theory.
好,可能你要调整你的那个理论了。好,那这个是科学方式。
This is the scientific method.
但是我们问的是科学是什么,不是科学做什么。
But we're asking what is science, not what it does.
我们就是跟科学非常熟悉啊。We
are so familiar with science.
就从小觉得就理所当然的。Just
accepted it for granted.
都没有想过这个方式是建立在一些基本的假设上。We
have not thought about the fact that science is based on some very basic assumptions.
你要有这些假设,你才会开始做什么研究。If
you don't have these assumptions, you can't do scientific research.
好,那这个就是 Francis Bacon, 1620年, 出版一本书叫做 Novum Organum.
Francis Bacon in 1620 published his book called Novum Organum.
那个时候他们用拉丁文写书。好, so Francis Bacon 就是被认为是现代科学之父。
He is considered the father of modern science.
那在他的那本书,他就提出了两个基本的假设。He
mentioned two basic assumptions in his book.
好,所以这个你可以把这个当作科学的定义。So
you can consider this the definition of science.
或者自然界的定义。Or
of nature or the natural world.
因为自然科学就是研究自然,自然就是科学研究的对象,这就是一套。
Can you translate that?
Oh. Science is a study of nature. Nature is what science studies. It's all a combined concept.
Sorry, I'm not a scientist. So this is the first time I've tried to translate his talk. So please be patient with me. Okay.
Okay, 两个假设.
Okay, two assumptions.
第一个, 自然界是什么?
The first says, what is the natural world?
自然界在时间空间里,它是有秩序的, 是一致的。
Nature is orderly, consistent in time and space.
或换一句话说，自然有定律。
Nature has laws.
那这个不是理所当然的吗？
Of course, right?
不是理所当然的。
No, not of course.
你看看周围的很多现象，就好像看起来很混乱。
Many things around you are all not orderly.
你小时候有没有举手说？老师，自然真有定律吗？
When you were little, did you raise your hand and say, Teacher, are there really laws of nature?
你连想都没想，对不对？
You didn't think of that.
就说想，你不敢问呢，笨笨笨。
If you thought of it, you wouldn't dare ask. They would say you were stupid.
那这个不是笨的。
But it's not a stupid question.
这个天才才想出来的。
took a
genius to think it up.好，那如果你不相信自然有定律，你会去研究吗？
If you don't believe there are natural laws in nature, would you research it?
你不会，没有什么希望。
There would be no chance to find out anything.
好，所以你要有这个基本的假设，你才会开始去做科学的研究。
So you have to have this, that nature is orderly in order to do scientific research.
Okay, 第二个假设。
The second assumption is,
自然界是合理的。那合什么理呢？
The second assumption is that nature is rational. What does that mean?
那就说人的脑筋能够理解它。
Nature is rational, comprehensible to our minds. In other words, we can understand it.
这就很奇怪啊！我们这个大脑能够了解外面的自然吗？
Can this brain understand nature?
好，但你也要有这个第二个假设。
You have to be able to understand it.
不然的话，你相信自然有定律，但是也觉得这定律都是我不能了解的。
Otherwise, you think you can understand any of it.
好，所以没有希望，你会去研究吗？
If you have no hope, you won't go to research it.
很多人对科学就是这个样子，对不对？
Many people are like this with science.
对，相信科学，但是我都搞不懂啊。
Say, I'm sure there is science, but I don't understand it.
所以他们去念别的科系。
So they would study a different course.
好，所以这两个假设，也就是现代自然科学的基础。
These assumptions are the basis of modern science.
请问假设是什么？
What's an assumption?
假设也就是你的逻辑的出发点。
It is the beginning point of your logic.
是无法证明的。
You can't prove it.
逻辑总是要有一个出发点。
Logic has to have a basis, a beginning point.
所以这就是科学的逻辑的出发点。
So that is theStarting point of science's logic. Right?
Mm-hmm. 你就是凭信心接受。
You just believe it. An assumption is something you just believe.
到现在为止只能够说科学这两个假设成功的不得了啊。You can only say that, wow, 400 years, science is amazingly successful. Okay. 那是永远不算证明了，只是成功了而已。在哪里？好。还没。好。Okay, 你看。信仰要有它的基础。
Faith must have its basis.
科学的基础就是你相信的东西。
The basis of science is just what you believe.
好，所以你看，科学跟信仰不是那么完全不同的两个东西了。
Science and faith are not so totally different.
Okay. Bacon, 哪里找到了这些假设呢？
Where did Bacon get these assumptions?
Bacon 是跟科普勒、伽利略 同一段时间。
He was at the same time as Kepler and Galileo.
这是哥白尼以后十年。
50 years after Copernicus.
牛顿以前五十年呢。
50 years before Newton.
他们都有这些共同的观念呢。
They all had these same ideas.
而且他们都是很虔诚的基督徒。
They were all committed Christians.
那他们为什么做他们的研究？
Why did they do their research?
他们相信有神，相信什么都是神创造的。
They believed God and believed that everything was made by God.
所以他们相信多了解神所创造的就会荣耀神。
So they knew that understanding the creation of God would be something that brought glory to God.
所以他们并不是反对基督教的人。
They were not anti-Christian people.
他们不是背叛。
They were not rebelling against
宗教。
Against religion.
那当然都听过伽利略跟教会之间发生一些。
Maybe you've heard of conflict Galileo had with the church.
好，这个冲突。根本不是科学反对宗教。
This was not a science versus religion issue.
很多人说成是这个样子，那就 说错了这个故事，对啊。来了，那跳了一个。无神论不能提出这些假设。
Atheism cannot give these two assumptions.
不可知论。不能提出这些假设。
Agnosticism does not give these assumptions.
泛神论不能提出这些假设。
Pantheism does not give these assumptions.
你看，我看过大概所有的信仰可以归类为这几种。
All of the faiths can be put into these categories.
好，万物有灵论，或者也叫做民间宗教。
Animism or folk religion
也不能提出这些假设。
Cannot give these assumptions.
道家也不能提出这两个，其实不能提出第二个。
Taoism cannot give the second assumption.
啊，道，道理，对不对？是逻辑呀，道理就是定律啊，好。
Tao means a rule or truth, so it comes close to the first assumption.
对，非常靠近第一个假设。但是，道家说什么？道可道，非常道，对不对？
But Taoism says truth can't be expressed, and what can be expressed isn't truth.
所以没有第二个假设。所以只有以圣经为根据的一神论。才能够提出这两个假设。
Only biblical theism, which talks about one God, can have these two assumptions.
一神论，那是哪几个宗教呢？
Religions with one God include which faiths?
犹太教，相信旧约圣经。好，天主教。
Catholic.
基督教。
Catholic Church, Protestantism.
还有。伊斯兰教也是一神论。
Islam also has one God.
他们也加上了《可兰经》。
They have added on the Quran.
好，这些创办科学的人都相信圣经。
The founders of science all believed the Bible.
圣经给他们这两个假设的根据。
The Bible gave them their basis for these two important assumptions.
哎，你说，等一下，假设是没有根据啊。
You say, wait a minute, don't assumptions have no basis?
对呀，所以对他们来说，他们有另外一个理由，这两个假设，其实是那个理由的结论。
For them, these were reasons, they were conclusions brought from the teachings of the Bible.
好，所以圣经怎么样提供科学两个基本假设的根据呢？
How does the Bible support the assumptions of science?
好，第一个假设呢？好，考试，第一个假设是什么？自然有秩序。
Nature is orderly.
圣经怎么支持这个呢？
How does the Bible support that?
圣经说，上帝创造自然界，而且使它持久。自然界不是独立自存的。
The Bible says God created nature and maintains it. It is not independent.
Ah, 很多地方呢，可能最熟悉的就是圣经的头一句话，创世纪一章一节，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神自己是有秩序的，是不变的。
He is orderly, unchanging, so the nature he created is real, orderly, and consistent.
所以他所创造的自然界也是真实的，有秩序的，一致的。我翻译他的，他有偷看了。好，那所谓的自然定律，也就是神的一般作为。
The laws of nature are God's usual ways of working.
所谓的神迹是他的特殊作为。
Miracles are his unusual ways.
看，全部都是他的作为。
But they're all his ways.
好，另一方面，神要创造人，要有人来认识他，爱他。
God wanted to have people who could understand him and love him.
那这些人必须要有一个地方可以住下去了。
So these people created needed a place to live.
那这个生存的地方必须要是稳定的、一致的，才能够安全。
That place needed to have order so we could be safe and survive.
Okay, 第二个假设是什么?
The second assumption is what?
记得吗? 我们能够理解这个是合理的。好。
The second is nature is rational.
好，神照他的形象造我们，所以我们应该能够了解他的思想。
God created us in his image so we can understand his thoughts.
啊，创世纪第一章念下去，二十六、二十七节。我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的众生和全地，并地上所发的。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Then God said,
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.Male and female, he created them.
好，形象，照他的形象，什么意思？
According to his image, what does that mean?
那神没有一个看得见的肉体啊。
God doesn't have a visible body.
所以不能问他的鼻子高还是扁呢。
So we can't ask whether he has a long nose or... Okay, go on.
这是什么？是他的本性。
It means our personality.
他会想，会有情绪，会有意志力。
He thinks, has emotions, has will.
我们能够跟他沟通。
We can communicate with him.
能够他跟他建立关系。
We can have a relationship with him.
我们的想法至少一部分就跟他的一样。
Some of our thoughts can be like his.
所以这些创办科学的人
，So those who were starting science，
自己想，神创造的时候在想什么呢？我们应该可以来看看，看得出他原来在想什么。
They thought when God created, what was he thinking? Well, as we study, we can learn to think God's thoughts after him. They said，
这就是伽利略、科普勒、牛顿自己说的。
Galileo, Kepler, and Newton said that.
他们说，希望我们就是在神的后面跟着来。 看他原来在想什么。
They wanted to think God's thoughts after him.
那还有一个第三个就可以出来。圣经也能够给我们一个了解大自然的动机。
The Bible also gives us a motive to understand nature.
为什么要去研究？
Why should we study it?
好，我们刚念过了26节，神叫他们去管理这个世界，对不对？
In Genesis 26, we saw that God commanded Adam to manage the garden.
那管理你要了解了。
If you're going to manage it, you have to understand it.
还有圣经很多很多地方都说我们要帮助照顾别人呢。
God also told us in the Bible to care for the sick and the suffering.
啊，有病的，有痛苦的，我们希望能够至少减少他们的痛苦。
We hope we can reduce their sickness and suffering.
啊，这个也需要了解自然界。
This also requires us to understand nature.
好，那这些人开始做科学的研究，就非常成功了。
When they started to do their science, they were extremely successful.
好，那以后呢？无神论者、不可知论者、泛神论者、民间宗教的信徒、道教徒，都来学会了，也做得非常好。
After that, the atheists, agnostics, pantheists, folk religion believers, Taoists all learned how to do it very well.
但是他们做科学跟他们的信仰是毫无相关的。
But the science they did was not related to their religious beliefs.
科学不是他们创始的。
They could not have started science.
还有一个问题。
Another question.
有没有人坐在这里在想，好，都有道理。但是科学不是证明没有神吗？
Maybe someone is sitting here thinking, yeah, it sounds reasonable, but hasn't science proved there is no God?
人为什么会这样说呢?
Why do people say that?
好，他们的想法就是这个样子。
They're thinking this way.
那我可以用这个椭圆表示自然界。
I will use this oval to show the natural world.
那这个就是科学能够研究的。
That's what science can study.
Okay, 这个没有什么，没有人反对这个。
Nobody disagrees with that.
但是如果我再画一个更大的范围。
If I make a bigger circle, bigger oval.
也说自然界之外还有一个更大的真实界。
Talk about the bigger reality of nature, a bigger reality of the world outside of nature.
这会是这个样子吗？
Is there that possibility?
很多人说，不会，你不能加上这个自然界外的更大的真实界。
Many people say, oh, there's no truth outside of science.
科学证明了没有什么。
They say science has proven it.
好，也说这个话的人都很聪明啊。
These are famous, brilliant people.
得了诺贝尔奖。
Well, they won the Nobel Prize.
好，那因为他们这么说，很多别人也就，哦，那要听他们的，他们说没有这个就是没有的，不能相信。
Because they say this, many people believe them.
So, 那就说，那没有神。
So they say there's no God.
科学证明了没有神，所以不能，所以不能相信神了。
They think that you can't believe in God.
那你说呢？
What do you think?
同意他们这个说法吗？
Do you agree?
为什么？
Why?
同意为什么？不同意为什么？
Why do you agree or not agree?
Okay, 举一个例子。
Let me give an example.
那、还没举一个例子。好，有人说科学以外别无真理，也就是那个自然界之外没什么。
Some people say there is no truth outside of science.
对 ，Okay， 所以很多人就觉得不能信。好
，So many people believe they cannot believe in God.
Okay， 这个话。怎么看？举一个例子，我能说我弟弟是个独生子吗
Can I say my little brother is an only child?
不能说。
No. Well, I can say it.
但是你们都得摇摇头啊，为什么？你能证明 我弟弟不是一个独生子吗？
Can you prove that he is not an only child?
对啊，不是你需要证明，是我已经说了，对不对？
I already said.
对，这个就是自相矛盾，对不对？
This is self-contradictory.
如果他是弟弟，那我就是哥哥啊。
If he is younger brother, I am older brother.
独生子是没有哥哥啊。
Only child has no big brother.
所以这个就说不下去，对不对？
So we have nothing to talk about.
好的。
Okay.
那有人说科学以外别无真理。
People say there's no truth outside of science.
若这个说法属实，那它本身就是科学以外的真理。
Can you say that?
No.
You'll say it better than I do.
The people say there's no truth outside of science. Is this true? If this is true, it is a truth outside of science. Which is what they just said there isn't. So it's as contradictory as my little brother's an only child. So 这个也就是科学之外的真理。你不用驳倒他们，他们已经驳倒了自己了。你只要笑啊，让他们灯泡亮了。So you don't have to argue with them, just smile and wait till the light dawns on them that this is nonsense. Okay. 那怎么会说这个呢？当有人这么说科学以外别无真理。
When people say there is no truth outside of science,
那这个不能证明的。
This cannot be proved.
所以只好当作是科学的第三个假设。
So we just have to call it science's third assumption.
好，那为什么要有这个第三个假设呢？
Why do we need this third one?
科学不需要有这个。
Science doesn't need it.
科学的创始者都会抗议这个假设呢。
The founders of science would be against it.
So where are we? Yeah.那谁给他们这个权利补充科学的定义？
Who gave them the right to change the definition of science?
这就是他们的信仰，他们想要强迫在加在我们的身上。
It becomes the faith they try to force on us.
好吗？ Okay. 那他们都是很聪明的人呢。
They are very intelligent people.
怎么会说这种自相矛盾的话呢？
Why are they so confused?
好，保罗说了，在罗马书一章二十一、二十二节，一起来。
Paul gave us an answer in Romans. Okay.
因为他们做神荣耀他，也不能信他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
好，所以我们不需要怕他们的这个意见。
So we don't need to be afraid of this that they're saying.
你不必接受他们说哦，科学证明没有神啊。
You don't have to believe that science has proved there's no God.
科学不能证明有神，也不能证明没有神啊。
Science cannot prove there is a God, and it cannot prove there is not a God.
在那个图，科学以外的也就是科学以外的。
The things that are outside the nature oval are things that are outside.
那其实科学的基本的假设。就是建立在圣经的教导上。
But science is actually based on the Bible.
好，当我们研究这个大自然，
When we study nature,
我们会发现一些 很有趣有关大自然的创造者的事情。
We discover many interesting things about the creator of nature himself.
那我们发现的这些事情都跟圣经是一致的。
These things are all consistent with the Bible.
Yeah, okay, 这个忘记了这一章。好，刚说的。诗篇十九篇一节说，一起来，祝天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
好，所以科学发现什么？宇宙有一个起始。
So, science has found that the universe had a beginning.
那这个其实就是我们现在叫做大爆炸，对不对
？It's like the Big Bang.
好，这就是圣经在很多很多地方提到的，最熟悉的刚念过《创世纪》一章一节，对不对
？That's what the Bible says in many places.
还有，我们再念一遍这个以赛亚书四十五章十八节的其实我们没有再念的。爷爷刚说的是他创造的，对不对
？Are we going on to Isaiah 45?
嗯 ，Yeah. Okay, 就是有创造诸天的，这就是说他创造了诸天了，那就是一个开始。那圣经很多地方都有这种话。
I forgot to listen to you. Anyway, in English, that was. But this is what the Lord says: He who created the heavens. Okay, you go on.
好，科学发现物理定律所描述的这个宇宙。
Science finds that the universe which the laws of physics describe
是非常准确的调整的，才使得生物可以生存在内。
Is very precisely fine-tuned to make it possible for living things to exist.
这有很多很多例子，没有时间提出来。
There are many examples, but I don't have time to list them.
好，这个也是圣经在很多地方提到的。
The Bible list talks about these too.
好，所以这个是宇宙方面。另一方面
，This is about the universe. Also,
科学发现地球。有几百个方面的规格是非常准确的设计的，使得生物可以在地球上生存。
Science finds that living things are amazingly complex.
That's the next one.
I'm sorry. Where is that then? Up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Science finds that the Earth is very precisely fine-tuned in several hundred ways to make it possible for living things to live here.
所以不能不说设计呢。那谁设计的呢 ？You can't not call it design. Okay, who designed it? 好，这就是以赛亚书四十五章十八节说的。再念那个部分：制造成全大地的神。他创造坚定大地，并非使他荒凉，是要给人居住，准备给人住。
He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited.
Okay, 那刚念的科学发现生物都令人惊讶的错综复杂。
Science finds that living things are amazingly complex.
就像我们自己设计的机器一样。
Just like the machines that we design.
这些生物都看起来好像是为一个目标做的。
These living things look like they were made for a purpose.
不是随机碰巧而形成的。
Not formed by accident.
圣经在创世纪和很多别的地方说，他们都是神做的。
The Bible says God made them in Genesis and in many other places.
好，科学发现很多令人惊讶的有关圣经的事实。
Science finds many amazing facts about the Bible and the story of Jesus.
啊，包括耶稣的故事。
Including Jesus' story.
那特别是耶稣复活的故事。
Especially the story of Jesus' resurrection.
那人会说我不相信。
People say I don't believe it.
但是故事还在。
But the story's there.
故事从哪里来呢？
Where did the story come from?
啊，就是不相信，那就是盲目的不信。
That's blind.Unbelief.
那圣经说神引领圣经的作者们。
The Bible says that God directed the Bible writers.
而且圣经说耶稣就是神自己来到世界上。
And the Bible says that Jesus is God himself come down to earth.
所以科学和圣经没有什么冲突。
Science and the Bible have no conflict.
但是科学和所有别的宗教和哲学都有冲突。
But science does have conflicts with other religions and philosophies, all of them.
圣经是唯一没有冲突的。
The Bible is the only one that does not have conflict with science.
很多人会说没有神存在的证据。
Many people say there is no evidence that God exists.
听过吗？
Have you heard that?
但是我们刚说的这些事情啊。
But the things we just talked about.
不是表示啊，其实有什么东西不是神存在的证据。
Don't they show that it's all done just right? Is there anything that is not evidence that God exists?
They say I can't find evidence. I can't find anything that's not evidence.
English, so it's your turn.
Oops, yes. 好，那归纳一下。
Okay, let's make a conclusion.
很快，这就是一个半学期的课程的后半一个学期课程的后半部。
This is my course in Taiwan that was the last half of the semester, so sorry.
一分钟加快。
Okay.
宇宙的特性表示有一个起始。宇宙和地球和生物的特性表示有超乎人的设计，设计的圣经的本性特性表示有个超自然的能力和智慧在作者们的背后。那还有信徒的经验就验证了这个信仰。啊，英文的。
How we know the God of the Bible exists.The characteristics of the universe indicate a beginning. The characteristics of living things and the characteristics of the universe indicate superhuman design. The characteristics of the Bible indicate supernatural power and intelligence. The experience of believers confirms faith.
好，结论呢？圣经说神爱我，要我们明白他爱我们。
The Bible says that God wants us to understand that he loves us.
也要我们认识他，爱他。
He wants us to know him and love him.
好，这就是保罗在雅典说的，我们念过的，对不对？
Athens, as we read.
27节。
Verse 27.
好，要叫我们寻求神。或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
God did this so men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
好，所以神不只是要人点点头，神存在。
So God doesn't want us to just shake our heads yes, he exists.
魔鬼撒旦承认神存在。
Satan also agrees that he exists.
那下礼拜天就是母亲节，对不对
？Next week is Mother's Day, right?
还是下礼拜
？Next week.
下礼拜 OK 好。那母亲节，妈妈的希望是什么
？On Mother's Day, what does your mom hope for?
妈妈会不会说好感动，孩子相信妈妈存在？
Will mothers say, oh, I'm so moved. My child believes I exist. Is that enough?
不知道要笑还是要哭。
Okay, I don't know if we should laugh or cry about that one. Yeah, and God doesn't want us to do that either.
当然，妈妈希望你打个电话或者看她。
Mom wants a phone call or a visit or a card.
跟她沟通联络，对不对？说你爱她。
Talk to her. Tell her you love her.
那上帝呢
？What about God?
哦，点点头，上帝存在。
Shall we say, yeah, He exists?
够吗？
Is that enough?
当然不够啊
No, it's not enough, of course.
约翰福音三章十六节一起来
John 3:16
神爱世人
独生子赐给他们
叫一切信他的
不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perishBut have eternal life. 好，我们低头祷告。我们天上的父神，真是感谢你。不了解你为什么要有我们，但是你就是这样决定，你就创造这个奇妙的宇宙和地球给我们住，你就把自己对我们启示，透过圣经，透过很多方面。让我们多了解你，多认识你，有机会可以接受到你的爱，也能够爱你。那特别就是你在耶稣基督里面自己来到我们的这个世界，救了我们，真是感谢主。也求你吸引帮助这里的每一个人呢，如果还没有认识你，就快带他们很近的，很快的就会认识你，能够进入你的爱。这样祷告是奉耶稣的名，阿门。哦，应该用英文呢。上帝听中文呢。Pray it in English, but God understands Chinese too.Dear Lord, we thank you that you created this universe, this world. You created us. All so amazing. We don't know why you decided you want us, but you did. And you prepared for us to know you and know your love and to love you. And especially in Jesus, you yourself came to this world and saved us so that our sins could be forgiven. Thank you for all this.If there are ones here today who don't yet know you and your love, pray that they soon will come to know you and trust you and love you as well. For Jesus' sake, amen.